Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like plenary verbal inspiration. God inspired every word of Scripture, guiding the human authors as they wrote without violating each man's personality and writing style. In the Bible, we have the very Word of God.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Indeed, this is Wretched Radio. What a world we live in. Let me take you to the Supreme Court. Granted, this is slightly dated, but we don't have the results of the Supreme Court case to determine who's going to win in this little battle. Will it be the individuals who believe that they're a different gender than the way they present? Or will Christians be able to say, sorry, don't agree with that? Your psychology cannot trump your biology. Justice Alito, this is so worth listening to. Justice Alito, he's talking to the lawyer who's presenting and defending the transgender side. And it's just, it's so easy to dismantle this progressively confused, detached from truth worldview.
Does transgender status apply to individuals who are gender fluid?
I think that the distinguishing characteristic is to have a birth sex that does not align with, or a gender that does not align with one's birth sex. So
what she just said is, if you think you're this, then you're this. Should you change your mind and think you're that, then you're that.
It may include people who have different understandings of their gender identity, but I think it is still the distinguishing characteristic of a birth sex and a gender identity that are incongruent.
Are there individuals who are born male, assigned male at birth, who at one point identify as female, but then later come to identify as male, and likewise for individuals who are assigned female at birth, at some point identify as male, but later come to identify as female. Are there not such people?
There are such people. I agree with that, Justin.
So it's not an immutable characteristic.
Well, I think people's understanding of it shifts, but the evidence shows that there is at least a strong underlying basis. And I think the normative reason for that particular
evidence?
Consideration is whether or not this is something that someone should or could change and whether they should have to change it in order to receive constitutional protections. And I think transgender status squarely fits within that.
In other words, psychology trumps biology. Evidence? I'm sorry. Did you use a scientific term? Evidence? What sort of evidence would demonstrate that a desk is a desk? Well, it has legs and a top and it's got drawers. But I identify it as a pink elephant. Well, then I guess it's a pink elephant because you said so. It is utterly detached from reality. And yet, this shouldn't be surprising to us. This has been the history of Western civilization's thought about values, morality, reality, truth, and self. Carl Truman, in the two books, The Rise and Fall is the longer version. Strange New World is the shorter version. Tracking the history of thought in Western civilization, starting really with Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who for the first time in history decided, let's maybe not look outside of ourselves for what is right, but let's look inside of ourselves. Well, that's different. And that continued to flourish under a number of individuals and movements, the Romantic movements. Oscar Wilde contributed to that. Nietzsche, Marx, Freud. And then, of course, postmodernism out of Paris that said truth is not knowable. Your truth is your truth. And now we live in the era where self rules. In fact, I think I preached on this on Sunday. I think that's getting kind of tragic. I can't remember what came out of the pulpit on Sunday. Burger King. Burger King captures the zeitgeist that you and I dwell in right now. You rule. It used to be, have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way. That trend, that's morphed now into you rule, because that's the modern mindset. Me. That's why transgenderism is making ground, because you can't stifle from the outside what somebody is thinking on the inside. And so this is really the ultimate fruit of a worldview that has been, and I'm going to use this word purposefully, that has been festering for a very long time. This is a world that I think is feeling the effects of their worldview. I think this is why Gen Zers, in part, are starting to look more and more for something more transcendent. I think this is why Jordan Peterson is so popular right now. He speaks with authority. He speaks articulately. And by the way, he don't speak dumb. And he doesn't look like he's hip and cool. In fact, why does he keep wearing those crazy sport coats? The point is, he's what, 62 years old? Young people are digging him. Why? I think it is in part response to a worldview that doesn't work. They know it doesn't. You just can't make somebody buy everything that is entirely unnatural. You just can't. And I think Gen Zers, there's plenty of people that I think have statistics to back this up. They're starting to read the Bible. They're starting to go to church. They're looking. The only question is, will we help them find it? Let's use the lostness. I don't even know that you can call it postmodernism. It's more like post-truth. That's the era that we live in. Let's show them that there's an anchor, that there's a safe port, that there is a place that isn't flotsam and jetsam, that there is a place where these issues have been decided by the ruler, not by the servants, everybody doing what is right in their own eyes, but by God himself. And I think if we will just share that with people, I think that you would be shocked at how many people are actually interested in it. What a world we live in. Here's something else that I think people are discovering that's just causing them to go, wait, something's broken here. Let me take you to a city council meeting as they open in prayer.
As a priestess of the goddess, I invoke the Gorgonea.
What?
Champions of equality. And
we're invoking the Gorgonea?
Sacred rage. I call to Medusa, monstrous hero of the oppressed and abused. I open the eye of Medusa, the stare that petrifies injustice. I call upon the serpent that rises from this land to face the stars, the movement of wisdom unbound.
Well, you laugh or you cry, because this is tragic.
May these leaders find within themselves.
There you have it. See, there you have it right there.
The embodied divine.
And you got divine. You are your God. Your God. And by the way, isn't that the original promise in the garden? Isn't that really when the first seed was planted into human minds? We can be divine. What we think, that's reality.
The sacred essence of the spark of the universe and the breath of the Awen.
You know, there's not a progressive that would go, hey, how do you know that? What about your manuscripts? What about all the Satanists that have sexual scandals? You won't hear them say that. Why? Because they're on the same team. And in the meantime, while this is going on, here sits the Christian church. And what are we? Not, believe me, not every church, but so many of the high-profile churches that are trying to reach people in the culture. What are we projecting to them? What are they seeing? Well, here's one megachurch pastor who's trying to get you to subscribe to Pastor Bot.
Okay, I'd love to have my own personal pastor, so I hit the Ron Carpenter Ministries archive and I call Pastor Ron. And after I call Pastor Ron, let's say, you know what? Let's say I'm not feeling good
Pastor
in my body.
Ron Carpenter, how can I help?
Pastor Ron, I'm not...
So it's Pastor Ron speaking to AI Pastor Ron.
I'm feeling well today. Could you pray for me?
Hey there. I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well. Let's take a moment to pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you know us and hear us. Right now, I lift up my friend to you. I ask for your healing touch to be upon.
You'll know more about it? You have to wait. We'll tell you later.
Oh, he couldn't be more thrilled to hear himself talking to himself. And you could tell that was AI, by the way. We just actually had this conversation the other day. AI, this is so crazy. And it's just going to keep getting better and better. We're talking about, it's a book that I, a booklet, about 20,000 words, Play the Man. It's not out yet. I think we're going to be doing a massive campus invasion in the fall. It's to help young men understand there is a better way than looking at pornography, and there is a way to live that is better, and there is power in the Holy Spirit to help you to not do that dirty deed anymore. And we were talking about turning it into an audiobook because a lot of people prefer to listen rather than read. And it was like, oh, reading 20,000 words, that's a lot for me because I'm a terrible reader. And they said, no, 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 don't worry. We'll just have somebody read it and then we'll feed AI your voice and it'll sound like you. But if you just use AI without somebody recording it, it sounds like, well, Ron Carpenter. That is what the world sees. AI praying for you for $4.95 a month. This is Wretched Radio.
You notice how the world feels a lot different lately? At Fortis Institute, we see it too, and we're responding with even more resources to help you stand strong. Every single day, you get fresh video content that addresses today's critical issues. You get podcasts on marriage, parenting, and theology, biblical insight from trusted voices like Pastor Brad Bigney and Dr. John Kratz, plus Gary Barbell's weekly cartoons that are funnier than any dad joke you can ever hear from me. Todd made me say that. Best of all, everything is absolutely free through our Fortis Plus app. From Transform with Dr. Greg Gifford to Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, we are equipping believers like you to thrive in this brave new world. So join thousands of Christians who are already growing stronger in their faith every single day. Just visit FortisInstitute.org or download Fortis Plus right now. Always free and always faithful to God's Word. Fortis Institute at FortisInstitute.org.
The life issue. We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds still save lives. These pregnancy centers that progressives would love to shut down or arrest people for praying in front of abortuaries, they're still doing excellent work and babies are still being rescued. This is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? This ain't about politics. This is about saving those who are staggering to the slaughter, period. Preborn.org/wretched, preborn.org/wretched.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, here at Fortis Institute, we've got a lot going on. We've got our latest webinar coming up January 20th with Virgil Walker, where he and Todd will discuss the disturbing theology of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That's going on January 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Stay tuned for more details. Also, coming up February 7th, The Better Way debuts with Libby Glosson. And trust me, ladies, you don't want to miss this. And what else is happening here at Fortis Institute? Well, we just learned that all of our brand new podcasts that began just in October of last year have come in ranked in the top 10% of all podcasts in the entire world. And that's happened only because of your support. We thank you for all of the support that you've shown us here at Fortis Institute. And if you would like to support us even further by joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, well, then we would welcome you with open arms. Find out more about what that would look like in your life by logging on right now to FortisInstitute.org. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Hermeneutics.
Hermeneutics is the art and science of interpreting scripture. One key principle of hermeneutics is reading verses in context. Words can have multiple meanings, but the intended meaning of a word is understood from its context in the surrounding words, verses, paragraphs, and chapters, all understood in the context of the Bible as a whole. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Just use AI, dude. Oh, we're back on. Hello, this is Wretched Radio. You're reading a book for Jim Osman.
I am, yes.
And how much fun are you having?
Not much at all.
Read, you know, but Jimmy, anybody who's listening to this, and I doubt there actually is anybody, they're going, oh, you poor boys. Oh, you have to sit in a studio that's air conditioned and read a book. It must be so horrible. So just know you're being mocked.
I know.
But I'm telling you, it is awful. It is there's more to reading a book, for me anyway. I can't even read my own stuff well. What I write in my voice, because I just want to go off script. There's no shocker there. So I want to embellish on what I already wrote or throw in a snide remark. But you just got to read sentence after sentence the way that it is written.
And it's so different. People write books differently than they speak. And so then you transfer the written word into the same way that it's written. Like you speak it the same way that it's written. And that's not natural.
No, especially when you're doing yourself.
Right.
Because then I have to read, Play the Man is 20,000 words. We think that we are going to, this is what we're thinking right now. It's a 20,000 word booklet. It has illustrations. I think it is uniquely helpful. I think the force of it is just different than I think, at least any of the anti-porn books that I have read. And I think it's going to be helpful, and we want to get it out to students because the first thing it hits is the gospel. Because nothing will make you doubt your salvation more than sexual sin. And pornography most certainly is that. So you're wobbled and you're rocked. And any dude who's been looking at porn is asking, am I really a Christian? So this, it addresses it right up front. And I would love to see 1 million distributed. Jimmy, I really can't remember. We've distributed 3 or 4 million different evangelistic booklets over time. Biggest, 4 million.
The biggest question, the DVD.
Yeah, that was 1 million.
Then What Time is Purple? Twice.
Yeah, so that's, 3 million.
And then The God Puzzle.
That's 4 million.
Yeah.
So if we do this, it would be 5 million. But we're thinking to put it on a card rather than printing the book and put it on a card where people can use their cell phone for the QR code and they can either read it or hear it. Because I think people will get saved from it. And I think that people who are believers who are just in the dumps over their dirty sin, they're going to go, okay, all right, there's a higher road here. And I haven't been able to walk it by myself, but God will take me by the hand and he will see me through and he will help me and he will give me his strength to live a better way. I don't want to turn the gospel into like, wow, all the benefits of the gospel. That's always a danger. But to not tout the benefits, I think is an error because I think it minimizes the gospel to something that is the gospel exclusively defined is forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. But that's not the totality of what the gospel affords an individual. It fixes you, changes you, alters your thinking, corrects it, heals your broken heart, helps you with your emotion, helps you to understand reality. Your software gets rebooted and progressively fixed, and it provides things for you that are they're transcendent. They're just bigger things. And I think that we would do well to start talking about those things because if we do it rightly, there's a way to do it wrongly. We've all heard that. You got a God-shaped hole in your heart, ask Jesus into it, he'll fill it. You tried sex, drugs, rock and roll. We don't need any more of that. But to not let people know, you don't know how awesome Jesus Christ is. Do you know what he will do for you? Do you have any idea what our God does to stoop to not just save you, but to rescue you from the wrath of God and from yourself? Do you know what he wants to do with you? He wants to give you everything. I mean, everything. He wants you to experience the fullness of his love. You lacking that? God's the only one who can provide it. You're looking for solace for your soul. All right. Who's a specialist in helping your soul feel right? Who's the expert in that? Jordan Peterson? Carl Jung? No. Oprah? No, it's not that. Fortune cookie? No, that's not going to do it. Who would be good at helping our souls feel settled? Hey, the one who made the soul. He's the only one who can satisfy because he's the one who designed you and made you. And this is not to turn the gospel into you got a big empty space and he's going to fill it up. But the reality is he does, doesn't he? Do you remember being out of Christ and now you're in? You feel different, don't you? You're thinking different. You're not where you want to be, but you're not where you were. Only he can do that. And we need to let people know that. It's okay, Jimmy. Do we have like a tone that we can put on this? If I just start talking like a whack here, you can just put like an emergency broadcast system. Yeah. Just beat me up. All right. So this is a bad idea. Here we go. So much for self-control and editing. When you hear politicians speak these days, I don't want to trumpet anybody's name because, you know, it's so sensitive these days. But I just see the level of discourse and I go, got to bring it up. Got to elevate it. And specifically, the forest fires in California. I saw a tweet from a politician saying that the reason there are forest fires is because of the horrific policies of Governor Newsom. Newsom. Get it? Newsom. And I thought to myself, I'm not a political speech writer, but it seems that there is a massive opportunity here to show a better worldview in a better way. The environmentalist worldview, which is why they're never going to change their policies. It's grounded in worldview. They're never going to admit wrong or failure because they're more concerned about sea slugs than saving human beings and their homes. That they've just got their priorities totally out of whack. And this would be an opportunity to say, America, we need to talk about our environmental policies. They're hurting people. We're seeing that, aren't we? Homes are burning with an ocean right next to them. And mayors won't let people use ocean water because there's too much salt and it might hurt the plants. Well, maybe it's time to reconsider how we think about the planet and the position of human beings, as opposed to there's a fish that everybody was concerned about, not sea slugs, these little janky fish. Well, we can't do things. We got to make sure. So we're going to just let forests burn. No controlled burns. It's funny. The fires, they won't go to Canada because they stop them in Canada because they're willing to cut down some trees or burn down some trees to keep the fire from jumping from acre to acre to acre. Won't do that in California because of worldview. And it was a chance to elevate the conversation and say, let's talk, America. I think there's a better way. And I think that can be so forceful. And I think the same thing is true with Christianity. And while we haven't been calling people names like Newsom, I think that we've been doing better as the church, if I can talk about the evangelical church in general, at presenting the gospel overall better. There's still tons of horrible gospel. I mean, tons of horrible gospel presentations. But for those of us who are biblical, I think Ray Comfort has helped so much with this law, gospel. We've made the gospel about the blood of Jesus, forgiveness of sins, being made right with God, being spared from the wrath that is to come. All of that has been awesome advancement of our clarity on the gospel. But I think we can elevate it even higher. Did you know that the Bible explains everything? Did you know that the Bible, having stood the test of time, it will help you to live in a way that causes you to bear more fruit than you can probably bear? That it can change your marriage, it can change your parenting, it can change the way you go to work, it can change the way that you compete in athletics. You're not going to be running around with your arms up, love me, praise me. Everything about you will get corrected by God because his ways are better, they're higher, they're loftier, they're transcendent, they're noble, they're good. Want them? You got to come through Jesus. And here's how you come. Repentance and faith. So we're not going to lose the law. We're not going to lose the gospel. We're not going to lose the centrality of justification when it comes to a gospel proclamation. But maybe, just maybe, we can speak higher and loftier about the gospel without compromising it to show people, oh man, if you're not in Christ, oh, let me tell you the million ways you're just missing out. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.